What Montgomery County Police can pull you over for could change. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
A bill that would limit police officers from making stops for certain minor traffic offenses was the focus of a public hearing last night in Montgomery County.
Margaret Martin Berry with the Montgomery County Women's Democratic Club points to the nation's history of police stops that's resulted in the deaths of black men as a reason why her group supports the Safety and Traffic Equity in Policing, or STEP Act.
A sense that regardless of how careful one might be, there's a chance that an encounter with the police might readily become volatile and dangerous.
The bill would limit police from pulling over vehicles for low-level offenses like an expired registration. But fellow resident Rose Travers says police enforcing the law is necessary.
I don't know how you would enforce things like windshield wiper operation in the rain. I don't know how that would impact bicyclists if motorists can drive without operating equipment like windshield wipers, headlights, brake lights. Those are all safety issues.
The bill goes before the Public Safety Committee in July, followed by an expected vote by the full council. Matt Small, WTOP News.
In Montgomery County, a bill being considered would limit police officers from making stops for certain minor traffic offenses. Dozens of county residents are now sharing their thoughts on that.
Other jurisdictions have banned its police officers from making stops for minor traffic offenses, including the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And Thomas Chuck Williams, who sits on the county's Police Accountability Board but doesn't speak for it, told council members police shouldn't be allowed to pull over vehicles for low-level offenses like defective taillights and expired registrations in Montgomery County, too. But Paul Jarosinski, president of Olney's Cherry Hood Homeowners Association, says,
"We've got to stop looking the other way when crime and violations of law are in front of us, as this only breeds further disregard for all laws."
The next step for the Safety and Traffic Equity in Policing Act, an expected vote in front of the full council following a Public Safety Committee hearing in July. Matt Small, WTOP News.